So our listener Aaron kind of worried her boss's husband is going to get her fired. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I could really use some advice here.
Hello.
Sounds minor when you say it out loud, but it's actually not.
Okay.
I genuinely love my job.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is my boss's husband. He comes in about once a week, and every single time he makes a beeline straight for me.
Mm.
At first, he was just giving me compliments, fine, whatever. But now it's gotten more obvious, like flirty comments, lingering conversations, that kind of thing. Nothing wildly inappropriate, but definitely suggestive and crossing into uncomfortable territory.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's a good-looking guy, which somehow makes it more awkward.
Mm.
I don't want to be any part of it.
Oh, yeah.
What makes this tricky is that he only does this with me. He doesn't act this way toward anyone else, and I've noticed.
Mm.
I really like my boss, but we're not close in a way that I can just tell her.
Oh.
And I don't feel like I can just casually bring this up without it blowing up into something bigger or her thinking I'm the problem and fire me.
Yeah.
So now every week I feel awkward when he comes in. I don't want to quit my job over it, but I also don't want to keep feeling uncomfortable at work. Do I say something to her? Do I try to shut him down directly? How would you approach this? That is so... Because, yeah, you don't know if she's going to be the type of person that's going to automatically deflect and blame you.
I mean, I get there are some relationships with managers, bosses, coworkers where you feel comfortable and be like, hey,
right,
tell your, you know, tell your friend, tell your husband, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Be a little bit more cash with that. But yeah, she's not in that situation. Wow. Okay. So who do you say it to and how? I mean, I think, if you're at a place that has an HR, do you do that?
She didn't mention an HR department. So again, don't know how
it
is.
Right. It could be like the manager is the HR, you know?
Right.
Man. Okay. Maybe her husband doesn't
realize
how he's coming across.
Her.
I mean, I'm giving kind of him the benefit of the doubt, maybe when I shouldn't, but
she says that she's absolutely, it's obvious that he treats her different.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Have you ever dealt with this? What happened? 502-795-1997. You can always send us a voice note or message or call.
Elizabeth has a good idea.
Okay.
We'll get to.
All right. That coming up, your story's on the way. Yeah, so our listener Erin is in kind of a spot at her work on 99.7 DJX. It's group therapy. She has her boss's husband kind of comes in weekly, makes her feel uncomfortable, kind of flirty.
Flirty.
Yeah, sort of flirty and stuff like that. And she's like...
Nothing wildly inappropriate yet, but it does make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not in the spot where I feel like I can just tell my boss, hey, your husband's coming on to me, and it only seems to be me.
That could be dicey. Like, there's a delicate way to handle this. Andrea says, guys know what they're doing. Tell them to kick rocks with your face.
Kick rocks with your face.
Do not respond to conversation. Oh. Be short. He'll get the drift. Leave you alone.
Yeah, do the whole just don't even, acknowledge him.
Right. Like, he may think that you being polite is being receptive to that.
Kara on Facebook rolls in and says... I use this model with peer-to-peer conflict resolution with my fourth graders, LOL.
Oh, wow.
Just say, hey, I'd like to chat with you about the way you are approaching me each week. I really like my job, and I really like my boss, your wife, and some of the things you're saying to me are starting to make me feel uncomfortable. Example, when you say blank, it makes me feel blank.
Oh, wow.
I need you to keep things professional when you speak to me. Good luck.
That is a way to go about that. I like that.
I feel blank when you blank, and I need for you to blank.
See, Elizabeth has a good angle.
Okay.
Ask a trusted coworker to be next to you when he comes in.
I'll just
see if
they
pick anything
up.
Just to make sure her radar is as on point, because she says it's obvious to her that he's treating her differently than everybody else. We'll make sure someone is nearby and see if that still continues.
I mean, Sophie's texting in and saying, go to the boss. Have a conversation. Say, your husband's a really great guy, but his discussions during work hours are kind of distracting, and I just want to make my time as efficient as possible.
Ah, that's a good way. You don't necessarily have to say he's flirting.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's just kind like of taking that. Time away from me being able to do my work.
Yeah, I want to be able to do my best work.
I'm trying to be a gold star employee. That's good. Okay. That's way to just say, listen, and just avoid the whole situation altogether.
Yeah.
Because then she'll just be like, hey, babe, I love it when you come in, but you got to just keep it in my office or whatever, because it's trying to work.
Well, and then our listener, Trina, who always has something to say.
Yep.
Says, you absolutely 10,000% say something. You say something to him, you say something to her. That's harassment. If they fire you, say something, you'll file a lawsuit, period.
Wow. It is definitely end game all the time with Trina, and we love that perspective as well.
Oh, look at that. John rolls in and says, baby, you're looking at it wrong. John.
He says, you don't have a problem. You have leverage. Boss going to fire you because she's inviting someone in the office that's harassing you. Dollar bills, y'all. Again, hey, with the lawsuit.
Baby. Hey, you're looking at it all wrong. See? Hey. He just really likes you. And that's how he expresses that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
that's great. I do like the idea and make sure other people are around to witness if, you know, there's no HR, if that's not, you know, a level you can go to.
Yeah, for sure.
Just make sure that when he's in the office, you got someone nearby.
Yes.
And then maybe either that'll make sure that he doesn't even act that way anymore because someone else is there.
Right.
And then you'll kind of know that it was directed at you. And then that's just a way that you can have like a force field against it.
All right. There you go. Else. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.